As former governor and former Republican Charlie Crist bounded onto a St. Pete stage last week to the tune of John Fogerty's center field to announce his inevitable candidacy, there could be little doubt that he would be aiming straight for the political middle in order to attain his second act. But that doesn't mean that there aren't plenty of doubts about Charlie Crist, especially from hardline progressives skeptical of his political opportunism. Most of the rancor from within the party comes from the camp surrounding Democratic candidate and former Florida minority leader Nan Rich, who, after campaigning for more than a year, has failed to catch fire outside of her limited liberal base. That's not stopping Republicans, who fear and hate Crist in equal measure, from exploiting the Dem divide. Pundits are already predicting that some of Governor Rick Scott's $100 million war chest will be siphoned into Rich's primary campaign, a bit of sabotage that the unseasoned Rich has publicly admitted she'd be open to. This could get ugly. But as the campaign progresses past its infancy, a sort of high ground pragmatism is likely to kick in. Charlie's always been a likable guy, and his current expressed support of teachers, women, LGBT rights, and infrastructural improvements, plus the $50 million his campaign will raise to beat Scott, is more progressive than Alex Sink ever got. There may still be many questions to be answered about Crist's motivations or the Democratic Party's failures, but for Florida, the biggest question is who can rid us of our most egregious failure, Governor Rick Scott.